Meanwhile, another listener essay arrives at Infants on Thrones via email, but very loudly.
What do you want?
We have been granted permission, O wise one.
Pass in peace.
Listener essay, time is here again. Listener essay.
An audition will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday the past in the fluffy rehearsal room. Bring your own.
Thank you.
Next, please.
Over here, it's convenient for you.
Carry on.
Over here. Are you 30, then?
Next, please.
Get wonderless for your trousers. Get wonderless for your hair.
Is this listener essay contest really just a way to informally audition and screen potential new voices for the future of Infants on Thrones, to find other talented, creative, motivated people who want to talk about the things that you listeners want to hear about, but that most of the infants are growing pretty tired of talking about ourselves? Well, it could be, but let me tell you what I absolutely love about this essay contest so far. I get to read the survey responses from the listeners to the authors of these essays. I get to see how the bravery and talent and creativity of these authors is touching the lives of these listeners. And I get to share that with the authors once this contest is over. Now, I can't tell you how amazing and inspiring that is for me to see, and how excited it makes me about this whole essay contest thing. So I want to encourage anyone out there who's listening to this right now who feels even the smallest little pull to reach out and connect with other like-minded listeners, either as an author of one of these essays or just as a listener filling out a survey responding to one of these authors, right now this is a really good chance to do it. It won't be the only one. I like this. I hope we keep doing more of this as we go forward, but it's a really great chance to reach out, to connect with other like-minded listeners, and I'm just so happy to help facilitate with this in this essay contest, and it makes me want to move on to the next round.
On to the next round.
This is Infants on Thrones.
Listener essay.
Listener essay. Listener essay.
Welcome back to Infants on Thrones. I'm Glenn Ostlund, and today's listener essay comes from
Ricky
and is titled Choose for Yourself. Now, if you want to vote for this essay and give some private feedback to the author, visit our website. I'll give you the form letter pre-recorded detailed message at the end of the episode today, but for now, take it away, Ricardo, if that's your real name.
This essay is titled Nevertheless, Thou Mayest Choose for Thyself.
Which I just truncated to Choose for Yourself, because Nevertheless, Thou Mayest, it was just too much to write on the thing. And thus it came to pass.
The Sunday after my stake completed our pioneer trek, a testimony meeting was held for the youth in the ward. My friends stood up one at a time and told the group that they knew the church was true. I had a great time at Trek, but I was afraid of public speaking and did not plan on bearing my testimony. I figured that there would not be enough time for everyone to speak anyway. Slowly, it dawned on me that there was plenty of time for every person to speak, and that my leaders expected us all to get up and recount the spiritual experiences we had had dressed as pioneers. And most of my peers were doing just that. Time was slipping away, and my heart started to race. I realized that I would soon be the last person in the room who hadn't spoken. I felt every eye on me and started to sweat. I put my head down, but I was on the front row and couldn't hide. I hated speaking in front of groups, especially if I didn't have a prepared talk in front of me. Right then, I couldn't think of anything. Finally, the last of my group finished speaking and sat down. A long silence ensued. I sat, sweating, and feeling the eyes of my friends and leaders on me. Eventually, an adult spoke up and ended the meeting, and my anxiety was replaced with shame. I had done nothing, and yet I knew that I had made my choice. Joseph Smith once called agency, quote, "that free independence of mind which heaven has so graciously bestowed upon the human family as one of its choicest gifts," unquote. In a letter he wrote, part of which is now considered LDS scripture, Joseph outlined his ideal. Quote, "We claim the privilege of worshiping Almighty God according to the dictates of our own conscience, and allow all men the same privilege. Let them worship how, where, or what they may." Unquote. Smith was asked once how he managed to govern such a diverse group of people, to which he replied, quote, "Well, I simply teach them the truth, and they govern themselves." Unquote. Smith sometimes contrasted his group with the Methodists, which, quote, "have creeds which a man must believe or be kicked out of their church," unquote. His way was different. Quote, I want the liberty to believe as I please. It feels so good to not be trammeled. It does not prove that a man is not a good man because he errs in doctrine," unquote. In his personal diary, Smith wrote, "I feel so good to have the privilege of thinking and believing as I please." Zinah Diantha Huntington Jacobs Smith Young decided to marry Joseph Smith almost 8 months after she had married Henry Jacobs. She was told that it was her decision. She had turned Smith down 3 times before because he was a married man. Now, 6 months pregnant, she received a letter that informed her that an angel with a drawn sword had told him that if he didn't marry her, he would be killed. After the marriage, Jacobs, her first husband, was sent on 8 missions between 1839 and 1845. When Smith was killed, Brigham Young claimed that he would act as Joseph's proxy on earth, and thus Joseph's wives were transferred to him. Zinah and Brigham were married in February 1846. A few months later, Jacobs was once again sent on a mission to England. Jacobs maintained that Zinah was his wife for several years, but eventually the two lost contact, and Jacobs eventually remarried. When I turned 8, I decided to enter into the covenant of baptism. I was told that it was my decision. My parents took me through the formalities of a bishop's interview, and on March 6th, 1999, my sins were washed away in the waters of the baptismal font. Now, as an 8-year-old, I was truly responsible for my actions. My dad had asked me the morning before he dunked me if I wanted to drink some alcohol or try a cigarette, before it counted, and we had both laughed. Now, every night, I strained my memory to think of all the bad things I had done that day, because if I forgot about one, I'd be unworthy of the celestial kingdom. Later, I decided to apply to attend BYU. It was the only application I sent in, and I had no backup plan. I had never considered going to another college. My parents, older sister, and most of my cousins were cougars, and I was horrified at the thought that I wouldn't be accepted. Some parents offer financial aid to their children only if they choose to attend the Y. My parents paid for me to live on campus in Heritage Halls. BYU enforces an honor code that disallows growing facial hair, except mustaches, wearing immodest clothing, drinking tea, and doing anything that, quote, "gives expression to homosexual feelings." Students that neglect their church meetings or visit the opposite sex during non-visiting hours can face suspension. After 2 semesters at BYU, I received a letter in the mail informing me that I'd be serving in Ukraine for 2 years, starting in July. I can't remember when I made the decision to go on a mission. I didn't give it much thought, even at the time. My fingers did the work, and suddenly I had sent in the paperwork necessary to request a mission call. When I opened and read the letter, my family and friends surrounded me, and we screamed, hugged, and danced for joy. It was one of the happiest moments in my life. Agency only ever gets mentioned now to warn us about the dangers of using it unwisely. Church leaders now differentiate between free agency and moral agency. Free agency is the ability to make decisions. Moral agency is using that freedom to obey God and his leaders. Choosing to give your God-given freedom back to God. LDS scripture often describes agency as a gift from God. But I wonder if God himself returned his eons ago. He knows the end from the beginning and can do no wrong. There is a right and wrong to every question, and he must know it and do it or cease to be God. Should I populate this planet? Should I let Satan loose? Should I warn Adam? He knew the answers before the questions were asked. Is he trapped in perfection? A person can change her belief that a light is on in another room by going into that room and seeing for herself. But a person cannot, in most cases, convince herself that the room she is in is lit if the light is turned off. Willfully choosing to believe something is what philosophers call doxastic voluntarism, and most agree that humans can't really do it, except in extreme cases. We believe what we believe, and not much can change that. When I arrived in Ukraine, where I served my mission, my president explained to me that I had 2 options. I could follow the normal mission rules concerning music, which meant listening to any uplifting music, or I could follow what he called the higher law and listen to only Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Miraculously, 1 rule had become 2. He explained the math. Every rule gave each missionary an opportunity to obey that rule. Each time a missionary obeyed a rule, he or she was entitled to a blessing. The more rules there were to obey, the more baptisms we would have as a mission. This calculus might also explain the ban our mission had on doing service and holding English classes. The same principle was taught by Elder Christofferson. Quote, "As our understanding of gospel doctrine and principles grows, our agency expands. First, we have more choices and can achieve more and receive greater blessings because we have more laws that we can obey. Think of a ladder. Each new law or commandment we learn is like 1 more rung on the ladder that enables us to climb higher." I was told it was my decision whether to follow the higher law or not, though I was later reprimanded by mission leadership for listening to John Williams. Growing up, I was forced to take piano lessons. I hated practicing and tried to quit several times, but my mother refused to let me stop. After a few years of angry practicing, I began to actually like the songs I was playing. It was a skill that I could use to impress my peers. I had fun mastering challenging songs that John Schmidt, a fellow Mormon, had composed. Now, though I am still not an amazing piano player, I am very glad that my mom made me continue lessons. I plan to do the same to my children.
Thank you for the listener essay. We desire all to receive it. And if you want to vote for it, go to the website and vote for it and give the author some feedback, and then tune in again tomorrow because we'll be doing this all over again with a brand new listener essay. I'll have all the long-winded fancy details as an Easter egg so you can skip over it if you want or listen to it if you want. It'll be there after Zoe says, thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.
That's how we roll.
Hi, this is Hillary.
Matthew, Ryan,
Carol,
Keith,
Ashley. And I like to play bingo online while listening to Infants on Thrones.
You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com.
And if you really like what you hear,
consider supporting us on Patreon for as little as $1 per episode, capped at whatever total amount you want to cap that at. I mean, where do you think the money is coming from to award prizes to the listener essays, huh? Pretty cool stuff we're doing on Infants on Thrones. Also,
give the Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes.
I did. Anyone for the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to
Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.
Well, that was a great listener essay, wasn't it? Ready to go vote for it? Now, if you've heard this before and you're an old pro at voting for these essays, you can just skip over this part. Now, here's how this is going to work. As it stands right now, I have 14 listener essays, and that means that for the next 2 weeks, starting today, February 7th, ending on February 20th, you will be hearing one listener essay per day. At least for those of you who listen in real time once the episode is released. And FYI, some of these essays were submitted to us without a title, so I gave them a title myself. So if you think the title of the essay is stupid, well, that's probably my fault, because damn if I don't love me some stupid. But here's the really exciting part. One of these 14 essays will win $218 because it's 2018 now, and we like to be cute and stupid about things, but we're not able to award a $2,000 prize just yet, okay? Another essay will win $109, half of the 218, and I think I actually got the math right this time, I think. And a third will win $50, and you listeners get to choose who these winners will be, and you'll also be able to give private feedback to each author. So here's how that's going to happen. After you listen to the essay today, go to our website, infantsonthrones.com, find the post for the essay that you listen to, and be sure that you have the author's name and the essay title right so that your feedback goes to the right place. Click on the survey that's associated with that essay, and it's going to be there on the post. Fill out the survey and submit it, and then sit back and breathe in and breathe out, and feel life's energy flow through you, and bask in the warm feeling of knowing that you made a difference in the life of someone brave enough to submit a listener essay to Infants on Thrones. Now, when you fill out these surveys, you're going to be asked two things primarily. One, to rate the essay on a scale of 1 to 5, and then you'll also have the opportunity to write in some of your thoughts, some of your feedback for the author. It'll only take a few minutes, and then boom, you're done. Now, you can do this for every single essay, every single one of these 14 essays. You can vote, or you can put your feedback for each one of these 14 essays, but you can only vote once for each essay. Does that make sense? Okay. Now, voting will be open through the entire month of February, even though the essays will stop on the 20th. You'll still be able to vote for the last week or so of February. On March 1st, voting will be closed, and then the winners will be announced on Saturday, March 3rd. Now, some of you may be wondering, is there a deadline for submitting essays? Well, no, not really. Now, this contest with these 14 essays, that will end with the final essay being released on February 20th. But my hope is that as you listen to these essays, you will feel inspired to make one yourself and share your unique view of the world with the rest of our listening audience. So, if you want to do that, submit it, and as soon as we get another 10 to 15 essays, we'll start another contest. How's that? Make sense? Pretty good deal, huh? And isn't that really how the world's supposed to work anyway? I mean, think of it like this. It could be kind of like if you were kneeling at an altar and you looked up and you saw this big mirror on the wall in front of you. And in that mirror, you could see not only your own reflection looking back at you, but you could see the reflection of the mirror on the wall behind you and the back of your head. And then in that reflection, you also saw another reflection of yourself, both front and back, stretching outward and onward, upward throughout all generations of time and throughout all eternity, like Rey in the new Star Wars movie, if Rey had been at an altar and married herself. Can you marry yourself? What is that, Master Wedshin? I don't know, in some kind of a weird Mormon Jedi temple ceremony thing that distinguishes one type of nerd from other types of nerds. That's kind of what this essay contest is like. No, I don't know. Will it end? Can you submit essays forever and ever and be like Rey? I don't know. See, what did I tell you? I love me some stupid. So this is the deal. Infant Listener Essay Contest. Please participate and make this thing super special, because special isn't just a euphemism anymore, or something remarkable like that.
Hi, this is Hillary.
Matthew, Ryan,
Carol,
Keith,
Ashley, and I like to play bingo online while listening to Infants on Thrones.
You can comment on this episode on the website, infantsonthrones.com.
And if you really like what you hear,
consider supporting us on Patreon for as little as $1 per episode, capped at whatever total amount you want to cap that at. I mean, where do you think the money is coming from to award prizes to the listener essays, huh? Pretty cool stuff we're doing on Infants on Thrones. Also,
give the Quorum a 5-star rating and write a short review on iTunes.
I did.
Anyone for the closing prayer?
Thank you for listening to
Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.